breaking the conventions of design, craft, and fine art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. When you think of ceramics, you think of tiny little animal figurines or teacups. But Japanese-born ceramic artist Jun Kaneko's sculptures take up way more space than that at the Chela Gallery. And while size matters with the ceramics that he's exhibiting, smaller works of art are the primary focus of Italian architect and designer Gaetano Pesce. But Hunter Drohioska-Philip takes issue with Pesce's show at MoCA, and she's here to talk about both shows right now. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Let's talk about Pesce's work first. It's described as, what do you call it, individualist modernist? Is that what it is?
Well, at the time he was coming up, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on the Bauhaus and rigidity and rationality, and his works are anything but that. He makes these vases out of cast resin, and they're really influenced by the real abundance of Italy. I mean, he studied for a while in Murano and learned how to blow glass, and some of these have like big strands of red, thin red hair around them, and some of them are knobby and textured, and some of them have little feet coming off the bottom, and I've always liked the work a lot. It's very irreverent. I mean, he does other kinds of chairs and furniture and so forth, but this show is really about the cast resin vases.
This is very curvaceous stuff, I think, as you described it. But what I'm curious, you say resin, that's like a plastic, right?
Exactly. That's a big shift here, and the light comes through it in a very interesting way, but it's industrial and it's a little less precious. And I really applaud MoCA for doing this show. It's hard to see a lot of this work together, but there is a problem.
Yeah, you said something raised your eyebrow. What is it?
Well, I was looking at the checklist for the show, and 31 of the pieces are owned by an individual collector, a man named John Gerizi, who's credited as being a co-curator of the show with the MoCA curator, Bennett Simpson. But the pieces aren't promised to MoCA, and he's a private collector. So essentially, by MoCA doing this show, which is in front of the Pacific Design Center, they're valorizing it. They're adding value to it. They're saying this work is something everybody might want to consider collecting. And wouldn't that enhance the value of the works in the show? They're supposed to hold an ethical line between what they show and what a commercial gallery might show. And I really think that MoCA has lapsed in this area.
All right. Well, let's talk about Kaneko and ceramics. As I mentioned at the outset, they're larger than the typical pieces that you would find on like a little shelving unit, right, that you have in your little girl's bedroom or little boy's bedroom, right?
And this artist was born in Nagoya, but he ended up studying ceramics here in Los Angeles at Chouinard. And he was influenced by this very famous ceramist here, Peter Volkos. And he eventually became known for these monumental ceramics. I mean, the kilns that he uses are huge. And this piece is like a giant black and white monolith. It's got this little black stripes running up this cream base with a black top. And it's surrounded by a wall that is not made of ceramic, but is painted with these brightly colored orange and pink stripes and yellow stripes. It's very theatrical. And this ties into the fact that Kaneko is now known as well for doing opera set designs. And in fact, his Madame Butterfly is opening next month in San Francisco.
You have another artist you say was influenced by Volkos, who you mentioned, the works of a man named Billy Al Bengston.
That's right. He is part of the cool school of 1960s LA art. And he moved from ceramics into painting. And there's a survey of work from the 60s to the present at Samuel Freeman Gallery, which is right across from Chela Gallery, so you can do both. And it's interesting because you can see how he came to prominence with these early chevron pieces right up until the present. And a consistent motif has been the kind of orchid pattern. And you'll see that in his work, but you'll also see that the orchids in part come from these Hawaiian shirts done by Jam's World. And he actually has his own boutique set up there called Billy's World with Hawaiian shirts that he's customized. So the very outfit that you always see Billy Al Bengston wearing, the Hawaiian shirt, you can actually have your own version if you go over to the gallery now.
All right. Well, Bengston's work is on view, as you mentioned, Samuel Freeman through the 29th and Chela right across the street. That's where you'll find Kaneko's work through the 29th as well. Gaetano Pesce, his molds on view through November 27th at MoCA. Hunter Drohioska-Philip, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.